is your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And now it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's Hollywood Connections, the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area. Your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Reese's Pieces, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. Ladies, you're on.
Oh, thank you.
That was an awesome intro.
Wonderful. Do it every week.
You know,
thank
people,
you.
People say, Peter, they go, how do I remember your name? And I meet people and they go, I know your name. And I go, well, Dawn. And they go, oh, dishwashing liquid. Yeah, okay. And then Reese's, like peanut butter cups. And they're like, okay, so don't forget my name when you're in the stores. But now my real Mary Dave is Arnold, so.
Do we call you Clean Candy?
That's really funny.
Oh, that's funny.
But my husband says I do dishes because he's the cook.
Okay.
Oh, so he wears the pants in the family.
Yes, uh-huh. I don't wear pants. I only wear skirts and shorts.
Good job. Way to go.
So anyways, Peter, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I heard some great, exciting news today. I don't know if you heard it or not.
I just heard it from you, and I am just smiling ear to ear. Tell everybody.
Well, according to the owner, Miss Lola here, we're going to be on FM tomorrow, officially 106.1 on the FM dial. So not only are you going to hear this show, but you're going to hear my show along with all the great shows on the TAN Talk Radio Network from now on 106.1 FM dial. So there you go. How about that?
Wow, I am so stoked. You know, you know what it is? It's a blessing to my heart for her husband. This was a dream come true for her husband and her, and she made that dream come true, and she followed out his wish, and that's, I'm so happy for her, and not for us.
Yes, and 106.1 FM?
Yes. 106.1, yes.
How does that work? Are we still going to be on 1340 AM?
I believe we will still be on 1340, but you're going to hear all the same shows on this radio station as you would hear on 106.1, so that's pretty cool.
Okay.
Super excited. Now, we have a major jazz performer here, and you are?
I'm Blue Davis.
Hi, Blue.
We loved your music last week. For people that are driving and you're listening to Hollywood Connections, go to hollywoodconnections.biz and check us out. And but in the meantime, what we're going to play what track?
It's track one. It's called Love Will Find You.
Ooh, Love Will Find You. Did love find you?
I'm still hopeful.
Okay. Well, love found me, and I'm newly married.
Aren't we all hopeful? For
Peter,
sure.
Did you find love yet?
I did. Well, not yet. I haven't found love yet.
Okay.
My love is sports, and my love is this radio station. That's my love.
I wanted to ask Mr. Blue a question. How was your show last weekend?
I had a great show, actually, at Joffrey's Coffee House in Ybor City, Tampa.
Oh, I did
Tampa.
Hear that before.
It's an awesome venue, and actually I've assembled a wonderful ensemble of musicians.
How many pieces? Four pieces.
And we had a really great time. We actually do that event every third Saturday of the month. However, next month, a scheduling conflict won't allow us to be there.
Okay.
So it's the third Saturday in August at 7 p.m.
That's the next time you'll be there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So please come out and have a great time with us.
I plan to do that.
Thank you.
We're super excited. Listen to this while you drive. We'll be right back with some exciting news shortly.
Cold and lonely night. you're not worthy of someone who will love you, of being you. Realize everything you think you want comes from deep inside.
Deep inside.
Be yourself and love will come to you, just might take a little time.
I love that music.
It's beautiful. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you very much.
And who is your manager or agent?
Actually, beginning to do some work with King James. And you know, that's an independently released project. And just kind of networking, step at a time. So now I have a great ensemble of musicians. So looking for management. But going to work with King James.
Awesome. He's a great promoter, and he knows the spots is, you know, to get you out there, and he will get you booked. And, you know, we had Cameron, Cameron?
Yes.
And I'm going to help him now. He moved to our area, so we're going to be booking him in some local spots, and I'm very excited. Okay. I'm talking to some owners as well, Cameron Decker, that's like the Michael Boulle of Tampa.
Yes.
So we're excited for him. In the meantime, we want to thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, Dawn. Thank
you. Oh, no problem.
Me.
And so, Yvonne, so tell everybody what you've been up to for this last week.
Oh, last week? I've been trying to get into some rap.
I heard that. You were talking about you went to a hip-hop
concert.
Yes,
I have two grandsons, and one is called, his name is Wesley, I can't remember their names. One is Young Dread, and the other is something else. But anyway, I went to the concert. I couldn't understand a lot of the words that they were saying. A lot of people were there. But what I really loved about it was that a lot of young people were there, and they were showing the type of talent that they had, they could have been someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have been doing something other than what they were doing. And I thought that was really fine, that they were, you know, doing their creation and having a concert. And that's what I liked about it.
Well, we're going to get them here, too. And then also, Shock, we had a friend of ours that he's going to have his own show here as well.
Oh, who's that?
He was the gentleman we did the music video with as well. He was one of the producers.
Okay.
With Brandy. But he's going to have his own hip-hop show here
oh,
as well.
Oh, good.
So that'll
yes.
be really great. Excited about
yes,
that.
Yes, I was very excited about it.
And Brianna, you're here. You were just came back from Chicago.
Yeah.
How was the Windy City?
It was awesome.
Was it really cool? Yeah. You know, that's my old stomping grounds back in the Midwest when I was a model. I used to, Yvonne, when I used to model back in those days, I used to wait for the cab, have them wait there, go up, and it was called Go-See's. Mm. And, you know, we had that, and that tells you what my birthday's coming up. But
and mine is, too.
I know. Yours is July.
July the 1st.
And mine is July the 8th.
Uh-huh.
But I actually got my present today.
Oh, you did?
Yes, my hubby bought me an iPhone 6
Oh,
Plus.
You told me, yes. All right,
yeah.
Hubby.
Super excited. Uh-huh. I have the weatherman here, Bert Arnold, going to give us the weather report for Clearwater.
Mm-hmm. Hello, ladies. So nice to be here.
We're glad you joined us back, Bert.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's been like the winter. I was here, and it was nice and cool. But now we're going to do the summer weather.
Okay.
Well, it's hot. Mm. It's going to be hotter. And it's going to be hotter.
Back in the sauna.
And the humidity is oppressive.
Okay.
Because it's over 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggest staying in air conditioning, go by the pools.
Okay.
Get a little mister. Stay well hydrated. We're going to have afternoon thunderstorms. They're going to be dangerous. They're going to be somewhat violent.
Really?
Just afternoon summer pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can hear the thunder, you need to be inside. Stay out of the water. And stay out of the heat. It's going to be hot Florida summer.
Okay.
Well, that's why we bought this really cool fan at Costco. You know, uh-huh. It's like a really powerful. He calls me the Windy City. Because he puts it in, he's like, honey, are you about to take off every time I walk in the door? Because there's so much wind.
So much wind blowing in.
True. And also, too, and Bert, you know why I wear hats? Because of the humidity.
Yes.
But that's also my trademark.
Yes.
Also
yes.
For the sun. The sun, it blocks off some of the sun.
It does. Mm-hmm. And it's good for, you know, your hairstyling days, and you just pop a hat on and there you go and out the door.
Yep.
Right.
I wear a hat pretty much every day myself.
Yeah.
Just
only West Marine hats.
Because you know, I have to keep the sun off your face, you gotta keep it off your nose, you need to have sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be very protected. We live in a very high sunscreen cancerous state.
Yes.
So everybody who's listening, just need to put on sunscreen. Put on, wear the longer sleeves over you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know what I noticed living in the South is they use umbrellas. I've never seen, we don't see that in the North. We don't, yes.
I know.
In the North, you don't see that very often.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree. I have one, a pink one.
Oh, really?
I'll bring it next week. Mm,
the only time we used umbrellas when it's raining.
Oh, that's
up north.
True. Uh-huh. That's true. Well, you know, too, Bert, thank you so much. Anything else you want to say to everybody out there?
Have a safe, enjoyable summer, mm-hmm. and watch out for the thunderstorms. That's probably our biggest threat to all of our children and to ourselves. Lightning kills, so be very careful out there.
So when you're in the pool and you hear that thunder,
you have to leave the pool.
Right.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you.
I saw a strike out of the blue, it's called, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago. It was amazing. It was 6 miles from the front.
Oh, wow.
The lightning strike. I pointed out to my wife and I said, oh, my Lord, did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's always getting me out of the pool. Honey.
Yes, because you love the water.
I do. Yeah, I do.
And out of the water.
Out of the water. Anyways, I'm glad you're listening. We're going to be on 106.1 tomorrow FM. We're so excited.
So excited.
Oh, my God. So I know we have somebody on the phone. Thank you so much, my husband, Bert Arnold, doing the weather today. And he'll be back next week.
Good job, Bert. Way to go.
Yay. So who do we have on the line with us?
No, we have, we have Robert Bursall on.
Oh, friend, sounds good. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hi, Dawn. How are you doing?
Good, good. So, Robert, I know we had chatted briefly, but tell us all what you're doing.
Yeah, so just to go over what I've been up to, I started in the Tampa Bay area directing films, and then I moved out here to Los Angeles, which has been a scorcher lately, going back into what you were just talking about. It got to like 115 out here yesterday.
Wow.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so I've been first assistant directing out here on, low-budget movies, you know, Lifetime kind of stuff.
Okay.
And, I've been aging all around the country and internationally, and now I am ready and wrote a feature film that's going to be, that I'm going to come home and shoot it in December back in Tampa Bay.
Oh, good.
oh, we want to help you. So, well, what are you casting?
We want to be in it.
Yeah. What are you casting for?
So I'm not casting yet. I'm going to actually, I'm building up a network, an email list of just general people in the area who, past contacts that I've had and just new people who are interested. You know, I've actually met a lot of people from Florida out in Los Angeles who are super amazing, super want to help out. So just building up an email list, and then I'm going to start casting. I know there's a couple casting directors out there, and I know some acting coaches. So I'm going to try and hunt down some of those people to try and cast the film. And then just trying to acquire locations and using my knowledge of the past 5 years out in Los Angeles.
Right. Now,
and do you have a theme to your production? What would the movie be about?
Yeah. So the film is called Blotched, and it's really a film about a woman with a facial disfigurement who has to go through and hunt down her strange father in order to save her life.
Mm.
And there's also kind of a sci-fi element to it, where the world that she's in is kind of obsessed with this giant sphere that causes anybody who touches it to disappear.
Mm.
So it's really, the main theme is kind of like personal perception versus how society sees us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot about, beauty perception of yourself.
Yeah, I'm just looking on Facebook real quick because you have a Facebook like under BLOTCH, Blotched the movie. Mm-hmm. So everybody like that. Yeah, I'm just looking at that now. Do you have the trailer on there by chance?
So no, we don't have any trailer or anything because we're shooting it in December. But if you wanted to see some of my past work, you could just go to my website, which is just robertbirdsall.com. And I have a directing reel with some, past commercial spots that I've done and stuff like that.
Well, when you come back, we'd love to have you in the station.
Yes, we would.
And we'd like to do something different as well as audition some talent live, see if their acting skills would be really cool. We've done that before.
Yes, we have.
And Yvonne was amazing in acting. She's
my
co-host, and she's 80 years old and does not look like it.
Okay.
And she can act.
Amazing.
Oh, she can.
Yes, that's amazing.
You're only as old as you feel, right?
Yes.
But you know what's so amazing? She's so talented. And I want you to meet her.
Oh, I would love to meet her.
Which is really cool. Now, you know, anybody have a question? He's a film director. And do you remember where we met? Which film festival? Because I've done many. Was it Sunscreen?
Oh, jeez. It must have been Sunscreen. I had a short film. The last film I actually shot in Florida, I premiered over at Sunscreen. Maybe like 4 years ago. So it was a while ago.
Right. And then I think Alexia, one of my reporters, interviewed you. I think it was.
Yeah, I think so. It's been a while.
I know. Well, we're excited because that's what Hollywood Connections is about. It's about getting people connected to people that have films that will be casting. And, you know, whatever you're going to be doing, let me know. And I'll post that up there and I'll have you come in. And I know Brianna's an actress. Brianna, tell them how old you are.
Hi, I'm 13.
Oh, great.
So would that's you be wonderful. Looking for any 13-year-olds by chance?
I think maybe a little bit younger, but, I mean, I'm always open. You can always have them play a little bit younger, you know, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, so always kind of open to even just seeing acting talent and everything. I know a lot of people, not as many out in Tampa anymore, but I know a lot of people in Los Angeles, so you never know, like, somebody's looking for something. I work very closely with producers and directors all the time.
Well, you know, people ask me all the time, and I have a gentleman that's going to probably be calling in, and he's got a couple scripts for some movies, and I've got King James here. Say hi.
Hello.
He's a promoter, and as you heard in the beginning of the show, we had a jazz performer. Are you looking for scores for movies as well?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, where would they send that to you? I mean, and what about new scripts for new ideas? Would you set up meetings?
So, yeah, right now we have our email is blotchedmovie@gmail.com.
Okay.
So BLOTCHED movie@gmail.com. And you can go ahead and send any submissions or anything like that over to that email, and I'll be happy to take a look.
Super excited. When are you going to be back in Tampa?
So I'm going to be coming probably late August to do some location scouting and some callbacks on casting, and then I'm going to start having people do some online submissions throughout July and early August to me.
Well, we have a sailboat, a 37-foot if you need for a movie, and other backdrops.
Oh, that's amazing.
Or a Nautica boat if you need to go out into the sea, seriously, which is cool. Now, I also have a gentleman in the house. He is new in he's been in production and photography. I just want you to come around here and say hello. Are you going to be looking for people in production and in helping you out as well?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. We definitely need... I'm going to try and put together as much of a crew as I can for this one.
So you need a crew.
You know, I have a lot of experience working with crews and everything, and you know I have a lot of mixed training. So just trying to, especially people if they're looking to move out to bigger markets like Los Angeles or even Atlanta.
Well, I want you to say hi to somebody, and you are?
I am Barry Marshall.
Right, Barry, tell them what you do.
I do videography and also website design, but I've had experience with camera work and audio.
There you go.
Oh, great.
Okay, well, perfect. Send his resume over.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Awesome.
And what is your website? I mean, hold on a second. Your website, Pete.
My website's not up and running right now. Because
how can they get in contact with you?
Yes.
But I can get in contact. I can give you my phone number.
Yes.
Email it to you.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Hollywood Connections.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got it.
Thank you.
So that's what this show is about. Anybody else have a question for this amazing film director?
Yeah. Actually, I do. This
Peter.
Is Peter Blake, the producer of Hollywood Connections.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Great.
How many, what film directors have inspired you to do what you do? Because I'm always interested in asking film directors, what's their inspiration for it?
Yeah, absolutely. So for this film in particular, I like dealing and taking a protagonist and, you know, taking somebody who's usually in the shadows of society and bringing them out in front. To kind of showcase their journey through self-acceptance, and you know that sort of journey is interesting to me. But for film directors, there's a lot of you know Sundance indie directors that I really like. I don't recall his name right now, but the guy who directed Another Earth, that was a great film, and then Coherence was a great film. I forget his name as well, but you know, and then the bigger directors like J.J. Abrams is amazing, and. You know, I grew up just watching all of Steven Spielberg's films, like Jurassic Park and all that stuff. So Those kind of general, mostly on the sci-fi end, to be honest.
You must be looking forward to that new Star Trek and the new Independence Day coming out.
Oh, I am. But, you know, my girlfriend actually works in post-production, so she's been working on those films. So she's been teasing me about it.
Very cool. Now, did you go through training? Because a lot of people ask, you know, I've known people that have taken cameras and they're producing big stuff in Orlando and they never went to film school. And also I've had other people, you know, go to film school. Well, how did you get your training from?
So my training, I just kind of started making films just, you know, with some friends when I was a senior in college. I was actually going to, you know, school for criminology at USF, but then I just fell into it, basically, and my girlfriend was getting into film editing at the time, so we decided to move out to Los Angeles, and when I got out here, you know, I put in the time. I worked as a PA for free for 9 months, just kind of almost like an internship sort of thing, and then slowly kind of moved up the ranks to now first ADing, like, in, you know, national commercial spots and stuff like that.
Well, that's what Robert Evans of Paramount Pictures said to me. He said, get out there, get your cameras, start filming, and get them to the film festivals, and that's important.
Exactly.
I know, and we want to thank you. We look forward to having you at the station with us, King James, and do you have a question?
No, I just wanted to tell him if when he does come and look for locations, I'd be glad to help him out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
just give me an idea of what you're looking for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got everything locked down in Clearwater Beach. You go, is King James here? They go, he was just here.
The beach and the whole county, too, as well.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Awesome. We are excited to have you again. Give your website, and thank you so much for calling in. We'll see you in the station in August. And guess
thank
what?
You.
We'll be on FM tomorrow, so 106.1 FM. And we're on three stations now, but we'll definitely get you on the show again.
Oh, that's amazing. I look forward to it.
Awesome. Okay, your website again?
It's just www.robertbirdsall.com.
Thank you. And that's what Hollywood Connections and all is all about, getting you connected to film directors and casting directors and so
publicists.
Forth. Yes. And, mm-hmm. and so we're back. Thank you again. Have a great week. And thank you for calling.
Oh, we have King James in the house. And anxious to hear about the fashion show.
Another fashion show? What?
Yeah. I'm anxious.
I mean, we're all anxious because the first one went so well.
Yes, sir.
And it seems like every month, you know, I just got to find another location, and here's another one coming up this Saturday. It'll be at the famous Post Corners Pizza, right at 431 South Gulfview Boulevard on Clearwater Beach. It's a beautiful location. So Dawn, she's got a lot of models already lined up. I've got the fashion wear with the Afro-Caribbean imports.
Oh, wonderful.
And there'll be live music by one of my closest friends, the upcoming artist, Richard Brank.
At what time does this take off?
At noon.
At noon.
So the restaurant will probably be packed already.
Okay.
So you want to get there early, mm-hmm. you know. But it's just it's a huge Greek restaurant. The models will walk inside. They have a veranda on the outside.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's just the scenery as far as location, what he's looking for.
Did you say this is going to be Afrocentric and Caribbean?
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
You're going to be in it, right? This Saturday?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I hope so.
You know what I like about Post Corner Pizza? Their price for pizza that we've had has been the same price for years.
Really?
True. And also their Caesar salad or Greek salad.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, it's huge. And we split it last time.
We split it, yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And this is at a free event. I forgot to tell people.
Yes, free event.
But they can buy something at the pizza parlor, right?
They can buy the food or clothes.
Oh, yeah, they can buy the clothes. Do you have a special, a discount or...
For the models, yes.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Peter, do we have any Caribbean music, like Don't Worry, Be Happy for a Second? Or
I can get that up for you.
Get us in the mood.
Backdrop.
Who are you talking to here? Come on. How long have I been producing your show now? Come on, I can do that.
King James is in the house.
I agree.
Well, we're going to bring some tropical music to the beach, and there's other locations I got in mind.
Yep.
The beach is growing so fast, we may have to move right down Gulf Boulevard to the other communities. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, I'm hoping that people will book you for your drum circle.
Yeah, the drumming.
You know, weddings and different events as well. Yeah. Let's tell everybody about what you do.
Well, that's what I do. weddings, events, planning. I was talking to Barry here about shooting some weddings, since now he's look like he's part of the team here.
That's
so
right.
I used to shoot weddings a long time ago before the digital cameras were out.
Uh-huh.
I was telling him about a brownie I shot in Chicago.
What do you mean a brownie?
It was the view. You look down and then I was just a little kid.
Okay.
And I wanted to be like Clark Kent, a newspaper reporter.
Okay.
I finally fulfilled that dream when I did move to Florida. I was a photographer for the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
And so I got to meet a lot of people along the beach. That's why, you know, as long as you stay here, people get to know you here on a peninsula. Mm-hmm. This is a peninsula.
That's true.
So, you know, it's like we were saying earlier, there's a lot of talent here. And pretty soon, I think that if I can mention it, there's going to be other fashion shows like Havana.
Yes, we're working on different major hotels.
Yes.
Dawn is going to be the judge, one of these fabulous. It was the same one that put out the Hawaiian, right?
Right,
the
Hawaiian. Right.
Now he's got a new brand out.
Yep. Okay. Actually, it was. We're working on something. It's kind of hush-hush yet, but yes, actually Ron Rice had owned Hawaiian Tropic.
Mm-hmm.
Suntan Lotion, I've been working and talking to them on some things at HavanaSun.com. I'll send him this link to tell him we promoted it on the air. New suntan lotion, new hair care. We're really excited to hopefully be a part of this, and I'll tell you as soon as I speak with them after his meetings.
So
really, really cool.
The boom and the spring breakers are going to love it.
Oh, I know.
Because I'm going to continue to keep doing my fashion shows. It's going to be warm. It's going to be tropical. It's going to be beach wear. Contests,
right.
Hula hoops, and
a lot of fun.
I can bring my hula hoop. We have hula hoops.
We'll bring our hula hoop.
I got plenty.
We have the ones with the weights. I don't know how long I can keep it up. Yeah, little weights. But you know, it goes down. I'm like, how does she do that?
Mm.
But let's play a little bit louder of that music while we switch our guests. We want to thank you, King James. We've got amazing artists.
Good.
And thank you for being here. And
we hope to see you next Saturday.
King James at Post Corner Pizza, the Saturday Fashion Show.
June 25th, right?
This Saturday.
Yes. Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
Let's play that music of something and just enjoy for a minute while I change guests real quick. Thank you.
Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. 'Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry, it will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy. I'm not worried. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. 'Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Actually, I love that music, don't you, Yvonne?
Oh, it put me in the mood.
I know.
I want to go to a beach now.
I know. You can go on our sailboat. We have it running, and we play this music all the time.
Okay.
So cool. We'll do that.
All righty.
In the meantime, let's introduce our amazing guest. Mm-hmm. Joey, how are you?
I'm great.
Wow, you drove all the way from Orlando.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And you were preferred by somebody that told me all about you and what you do. Tell everybody in the world what you do.
Well, I do quite a bit. Mainly, I'm a singer, so a musician, songwriter. I also dance, model, you know, act, just a few different things like that.
Now, I know one of my reporters, a couple of them, I think Nicholas interviewed you and Alexia interviewed you.
Yep.
And you were at the Christian Film Festival, or one of them?
Yeah,
as
I
well?
Was press, yeah.
Okay. Now, you were there as press, mm-hmm. and do you have something that you're working on as well?
In music?
And in press.
In press. Just photography, just kind of helping my portfolio, just having some fun, you know, meeting people.
And learning, yes.
Yeah. Good for you. And how old are you?
24.
And do you mm-hmm. have an agent or manager?
As of right now, I have someone looking in to me as a manager, but mm-hmm. it has not been set in stone, so I'm still looking, yeah.
And what kind of music do you sing?
I do pop and R&B.
Okay, now we're going to play something here. I know we have, and I love your hat. This is Joey.
Genius music.
Oh, there we go. And so, Peter, we're going to play that first track.
We got Addicted to You. How about that?
Perfect.
Like that one?
Addicted to You.
Hopefully everybody out there listening to him is addicted to him. So here
we go.
Okay.
This is called
now.
Be Discovered segment.
Every day is a blessing to even have you. Don't you ever go. Sometimes I don't even know what I'd be without you. Girl, you're the best of me. You're all I need. Yeah. If you go, I would chase you.
Is more of a ballad song, right?
Of course.
And Peter, do you have the other one that I sent you?
Yeah, I can get those up. There's hold on a minute.
Yeah, that's no problem. And you also do upbeat R&B.
And that's you wrote that yourself?
Yeah, I did the piano. That was actually a one take piano track, and uh-huh. we actually liked it, and we did a couple layovers on top of it. So yeah,
Where You Belong, is that what you guys want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get that on.
Okay, that'd be cool. So so what have you learned in this business so far? I mean, where do you see yourself? Where do you want to go?
Well, I see myself as somebody that's different, you know, like I want to be the voice of the underdogs, you know, because I wasn't born traditionally like others. You know, I was in a medical foster home, you know, then I graduated high school homeless, and then I built my life up, you know, throughout all of that, and, you know.
Wow, you have a miracle story.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
Call it a miracle story. I mean, I'm not one of those type of people like the old poor me kind of thing, but I look at it as experiences, as learning and making you stronger, mm-hmm. and that's all I write about.
Right.
And we just kind of do that and kind of see where it goes.
When you were going through that time, what got you through that time that you were going through?
Definitely the arts, just in general. Mm-hmm. I was a dancer before I was a singer, so mm-hmm. I was dancing and everything like that. Tried out for Juilliard, did all the normal thing. I mostly danced modern back in the day.
Okay.
Now I do more of like the hip-hop, you know, robotic kind of
thing. You said Juilliard, is that from New York?
Yeah.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not from there. I wish.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm saying, why did you reach out for Juilliard?
Why or how?
How? Okay, and why?
There was, the reason why is because when I sent an email out, they were doing tryouts, I guess, throughout, like, different areas, mm-hmm. just, I guess, for people that can't go all the way up there.
Yes.
I just, you know, tried it.
Good.
See what happens.
I'm a New Yorker. I'm very aware of Juilliard.
Very lucky because New York is amazing.
Well, you know, you're here in the heart of Florida with so many different things that are happening and opportunities. And that's what Hollywood Connections is about. People are driving going, what is this show all about? It's about people like you that are artists, as you heard a film director that was just on. Mm-hmm. Or here's another thing. Are you signed with any of the Extras casting agencies in Orlando?
I'm not.
You know, you got Heather Hines. You got 247cast.com. You also have, and I think Brianna, you're on the frontrunnercasting.com,
okay,
which they call me all the time. They send me an email, hey, can you do this Disney thing or this Epcot? Of course, I'm getting over, you know, grandma age, but it's not grandma age. No, it's serious. We need grandparents or we need, you know, a young couple.
Yes.
You know, and I'm like, okay, but you know, that might be something to start, you know, and I'll hook you up with some other people over there.
That'd be fabulous.
That can guide you.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Okay. And then you can give us some testimonies. Now let's go to that second song, which is more upbeat. And this song is called? Your next song?
Oh, Where You Belong.
Okay. And you wrote this?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Remember that you're not the friend tells you to get up, son. The neighbors tell you to shut up and let's go. The family is the only one that tells you no. That used to be my life until about my lyrics. You got a feeling inside, make the galaxy your music. Show the crowd you're a star. You're soaring to make it to the top. You gotta raise the bar. You gotta make your mark.
Okay, so that's a really cool song. You wrote that. And you're a star?
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
You know, it's important to tell people about your career, and that's what we want to help you with. And, you know, we don't promise anything, Yvonne. We just open the door of opportunity for them. And I tell people, you know, and I have to go back. People don't realize. They go, Dawn, what is your show all about? Or, you know, I put something on Facebook last week, and I said, I've got an artist, Cameron Decker, I'm going to help, you know, manage. Mm-hmm. Dawn, I need you to manage me. What about me? What about me? The list went on and on. But it's the main thing is you have to listen to all the connections that are on my show.
Right.
Because yes. I'm giving you the people. You have to say, okay, I was, you know, I heard you on Dawn's show, Hollywood Connections with Yvonne. I'm sending over my bio, my scripts, or, you know, whatever you have to fit you in that business. So kind of I want to make that clear with everybody. And then we have a reporter's workshop, Yvonne.
Yes, we do.
We have new talent like yourself, Brianna. You've interviewed so many celebrities and producers to help your career. And I just don't send these reporters out. I want them to say, how do I get in your movie? You know, one of my reporters, Yvonne, I saw him on Netflix, and I said, how did you get into this movie? I saw it the other day. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you put me in front of that film director, Dawn. Yeah. And I said, how do I get in your movie?
Yes, that's you what know? The show is all about. That's what your life is all about, Dawn.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And that's what Hollywood Connections does. But we're also doing some fun things, Yvonne. We're going to be doing a concierge part. You know, travel. Like if you go someplace, the best spots in New York that mm-hmm. you're calling in. And, you know, the best spots in Clearwater Beach to go to, like Post Corner Pizza this Saturday.
Yes, I'll be there. But I think that you're very inspiring. I think that your music is beautiful.
Thank you.
And I like your story.
Yeah, your story is very interesting, and it helps people, too, because here you are, a survivor of going through some tough times. And my mother said, you know, a diamond is always made
in the rough.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Right. That's the truth.
Yes.
You know, and that's true. You don't know what you are going through, and everything that you have gone through makes you what you are today.
Of course.
You know, and that's important.
And that's in all you do, yeah.
Exactly. And so, Peter, do you have a favorite song, Yvonne?
Do I have a favorite song?
Do you have a favorite song? Anything Beyonce?
Oh, Beyonce. Well, she's talking about getting line. No.
Oh, getting line?
Yeah, something about the... You know what she's talking about now.
I know what song it is, I think.
There's a new one.
I think.
Yes.
Well, what's it called, though?
Oh, man. My grandchildren are going to be very embarrassed of me.
Well, if you know that question...
Formation.
There we go.
Formation. I got it.
I like that
there you go.
One.
So I know we have Pam from Pageant Live. We've actually had a long talk with her last night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have a big pageant coming up at the Sand Key Resort that I'm going to be judging.
Yep.
We're super excited about that. And I don't know if Pam's on the phone yet. Is she on the line? Hi, Pam. Pageant Live is on the phone, pageantlive.com. Pam, how are you?
Oh, hey, Dawn. How are you? I'm doing great.
Good, good. I know we were talking about some things that Pageant Live is doing, and we're going to play a clip. I think one of the clips we sent over was a Miss Universe, correct?
Yes.
All right, Pam, hold on the line. Let's play this interview with one of her reporters out and about.
Okay.
You'll love this.
Are you ready?
Yes, ready. Yes.
In the Philippines, I'm kind of known for doing the top one all the time. So, but here in Miss Universe, I think I'm kind of known for the low bun. But for Miss USA, I thought to myself, well, let's change it up a little bit, you know? We'll do a top bun so that we can focus more on the dress and just being simple. And so I can just not worry about my hair and enjoy the pageant, enjoy Miss USA, and see Olivia at her best.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And can you do a quick selfie? Ready? Very good. Thank you so much. You look beautiful. Your hair is amazing.
Hi, Pia. How are you? I'm Candace Cruz with Pageant Live, and I know you've done an interview with us previously. Mm-hmm. So how has your year been so far?
It's been very busy. I count the days, actually. Whenever it's the 20th, I kind of celebrate. But I feel like it's been more than 5 months because so much has happened already. But I'm glad that I'm traveling more now. I've gone to Peru, to Ecuador. I'm going to Cayman Island, to the Philippines to do endorsements for that. And I'm glad that I'm finally able to focus on my advocacies and the things that I want to do. And we're past the whole incident that happened last year. I don't even know what happened. What happened?
I don't know. I don't think anything happened.
I don't know. I don't remember anymore.
You know what? You are such an inspiration and such a definition of confidently beautiful. What do you think the Miss USA filling Olivia's shoes should be like?
Well, you know what? I think that's why I'm here. I want to know as well. Like, what does it take to be a Miss USA? Because it's different when you're the one on stage and representing your country. Like I was on stage representing the Philippines. But what are they looking for in a Miss USA? So instead of being on stage this time, I'll be watching. So it'll be interesting to see the show.
Thank you so much, Pia. Can you give us a shout out and say hello to all our Pageant Live viewers?
Hello to all our Pageant Live viewers. Mabuhay! From Miss Universe 2015, Pia Alonzo Wurtzbach.
Thank you so much, Pia.
Okay, and Pam, tell everybody what your reporters do out there on the red carpet.
Well, you know, basically our reporters are there to interview people, get to live events, do live streaming. We're really there to support the pageant system. And also, too, just by getting the news out, those were my two reporters, Candace Cruz, Pageant Live West Coast, and Lisa Opie, also of Pageant Live. So they were both out covering Miss USA and Las Vegas.
How exciting. And you're going to Las Vegas to judge a national pageant soon yourself?
No, actually, I will. We are absolutely positively just being requested, it's incredible. We were hired by Miss United States. We will be going out July 29th to August 4th to cover the Miss United States pageant that will be at the Palms in Las Vegas.
Very cool.
We're going to go and support the pageant, support the girls, and go out there and, you know, do some coverage and have a great time.
Well, you know, Pam, I've got a pageant that we're going to be involved in coming up, and they're still looking for some ambassadors, but it's America, USMiss.com. And so it's really exciting at the Sand Key Resort with different ages. So we're going to start actually playing some of your interviews for some of your pageant gals that are out there getting some amazing interviews with Pageant Live. We're really excited to have you do that. Thank you.
Yeah, actually, we have a system right now, actually, in Kissimmee, covering the Miss American Beauty and also Miss Soprano and Miss U.S. International. So we currently have a correspondent out there right now covering that competition.
Well, we're excited, Pam. I know we got 10 minutes left, and thank you so much for the clip. We are excited to have you join board, because tomorrow we found out we're going FM.
Yes.
Yes, 106.1.
That's awesome. It. That is fabulous.
We're super excited. So Pageant Live is aboard with us, and welcome. I'm going to send you my wings. I got wings for everybody that joins us. I used to be a flight attendant.
Oh, good.
Okay. Congratulations. Sounds good, Pam. Thank you for calling in. And I know we have 7 minutes left. And Peter, anybody else on the line?
Not at this point, no.
Walter, okay. Our historian Hollywood, is maybe busy today, but yes. I know we're going to talk about Abbott Costello.
I think he maybe got disconnected. Maybe he calls back between then and now. So
okay. That's okay. That's
just
okay.
Let us know, because we're waiting patiently.
We love Walter. He's amazing.
I call him Mr. VIP. I don't call him Walter. Mr. VIP. We got to give him some music and an intro.
I do. I agree. Something with, something historian Hollywood.
VIP. You know, well, you got the Hollywood theme there, but yes. Just do something a little bit
different.
Special
for him.
Special for
think
of something.
Him. I agree. Yeah. So we have about 6 minutes left, so we can do whatever we want to do. So anyways.
I wanted to talk a little bit to Joey.
Thank you.
What are you doing right now with your music? Are you performing anywhere?
I'm actually looking for more stage time, but right now I'm just doing more of the behind-the-scenes development, just getting my circle of people, connections, mm-hmm. networking, finding artists to collaborate with and recording studios. So if anybody's interested, yeah, let me know. And on top of that, I'm finishing up 2 music videos at the same time, which sounds really crazy, but I've heard that's normal.
So, it's kind of normal. Yes, it is.
Yeah, so we're doing one in Orlando, and then we just did one in Old Town in Kissimmee. So we're just kind of finishing up, kind of seeing mm-hmm. where that goes for those 2 tracks. Both are on iTunes already. So.
Well, I really like you, and I really like your voice. I really like the subject matter that you're singing to.
Thank you.
And he drove all the way from Orlando. Just to be on the show today here in Clearwater.
I'm very excited. Thank you so much.
No, yes. We are glad that you're here. And Brianna, you have a question for him because you're a singer.
Do you have any advice for anyone who wants to be like you?
To be a singer in general? Yeah. Don't stop. No matter what. Like, you know, for me, for example, I didn't have a parent. You know what I mean? I didn't have a friend group, you know, to kind of help me out. But most do nowadays. The only thing I could tell any singer or any performer, anybody in the industry, is that you can't let the haters and you can't let anybody else stop you. And sometimes even yourself is the worst person.
Yes.
You look yourself in the mirror and you're just kind of like, yo, man, I don't know if that's good or not. Don't do that. Your fans are your fans and they're there for a reason. They're the ones who are going to give you the responses. They're the ones who are going to give you the criticism. And then what you do is you don't take it too literal. You take it as bits and parts. Take what pieces of it. Do with it. Don't get mad about it. Don't tweet about it. Don't Skype about it. What you do is you put that into the next song that you want to do. Mm-hmm. Then you go to the studio and you start developing with them. That's how you're going to grow your album.
And your music is awesome.
Thank you.
Well, we have Benny Luck in the house that I'm going to introduce you to, and he's like the Quincy Jones of Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah.
I call him. And also to everybody, you know, there's a casting director that always calls in, Nancy McBride Casting, and if you don't have this number, you can get it on podcast, but she's always doing casting every week, 386-690-2237. Again, 386-690-2237. Go to Nancy McBride on Facebook, and you can add her, and she's always doing casting as well for different movies and TV and film. Now, I know, Yvonne, we have 5 minutes left or so, but we just closed the Joy Mangano casting today, and I'll probably be looking for a couple more Keith Urban guitar players for HSN with a producer over there. We're really excited, so that shoot date is coming up. And then also, too, is I do want to give everybody this phone number. If you are between the ages, you know, of a preteen and teenagers, for June 30th to July 7th, you probably could still get in. And this is America U.S. Miss Nationals, 866-395-7147. And it's a very cool system, and we'll be there. So it's really cool. You know what's really funny, Yvonne?
What?
You know, when the lady asked me to put judges together, I'm like, okay, who can I get all together in one place that I don't have to travel? So I have the head of the International Christian Film Festival coming in.
Okay.
Yes, I know he's going to judge. I think Shai Figaro, the fashion designer from Haiti.
Oh, yes.
ShaiFiguro.com. And then I got some local friends and so that have shows here, and you're going to be involved in that too.
Yes, I will. You know, I was at the Golden Corral, and I saw a lady there. They were celebrating her 101 birthday.
Ooh.
People are getting older and staying younger.
I believe that. But how many candles were on her cake?
Oh, right. They couldn't fit them all on there.
I know.
But it was such a, it was so, I was so inspired.
I know.
Was inspiration for me. So I went over to her and I said, oh, on July 1st, I'm going to be 81. And she looked at me like I was a little kid.
Oh, no. Well, you know what, Yvonne? We still have, we're going to have some women get together here and not talk about Hollywood one day. We'll be under the umbrella of Hollywood Connections. We've been talking about that.
Yes.
If you have a story or you have a miracle story and you want to come on the show or you want to be one of our guests,
yes,
please go to HollywoodConnections.biz, write me, and tell us your story. We have different things. You know what I'm trying to do, Yvonne?
What's that?
I was a baton twirler, right?
You always tell me about that.
But I just put out for baton twirlers on a casting, and I'd like to do some things outside.
Right.
And I put out, you know, what's happening in the baton twirling world? What's happening in the figure skating world? Like I used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that much more. Do you figure skate? No, you play hockey or... Peter.
I don't know how to skate at all. I'm like one-legged Lou when I used to skate.
I wanted to ask
when
Peter,
I roller skated.
Peter,
yeah.
Did you find formation?
Yes, I did. I do have it. I have it up. Are you ready to listen to it?
Yeah, we are. This is very fun.
Yes, for me.
Yes, her song.
I was the oldest one in the whole arena.
She went to the concert.
I went to the concert.
Yay.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's going to play here.
Aw.
And I don't know why it's not playing. Just stand by here.
Well, in the meantime,
yes,
before he does, and, mm-hmm, and so I've got more film directors. I have over 100 film directors yet that are going to be on the show, Yvonne.
Oh, wonderful.
I know. And Alexia has just interviewed some wrestlers, I guess, in Orlando, but we still have more film directors that are calling me, and I'm getting their stuff and their information. So, again, that's what you learned today. He's looking for scores for movies. We don't know what he's looking for.
Yes.
You know, so it's a matter of just connecting you, and I connect the dots. And, you know, that's my passion to help people. And with the Reporters Workshop for Kids, that's coming up. You want to be a reporter? I'm hiring all over the United States for you to send in your footage.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to teach you how to do that in Skype as well as in the station here. So get
that's
in touch with me.
Wonderful.
That's awesome.
All right. How are we doing, Peter?
Still trying to find this.
That's okay.
I got it. I got it, though.
Okay.
I got a Subway commercial. I love YouTube. It's so great.
I know that. Skip. Hey, but that's how they make money.
I'm glad, Brianna, you're back.
Right. We also want to thank the Sprint people out today. My husband bought me that new phone. And the lady that was supposed to call in here, I just want to thank her. She's got a new hair salon, Emily. Yeah, so she's going to come in and talk about her salon pretty soon as well.
Oh, and my daughter wants to come in and talk about her new business, which is hair.
Yes.
Yes.
When?
As soon as I
next week.
Maybe next week, yes.
That would be cool.
Oh, she's so excited.
That would be cool. So are there, we have it going?
We got it going.
Here we go. Yvonne, this is for you.
Thank you.
Full blow. Blast.
My daddy, Alabama. Mama, Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama.
Keep it going. Any last words for 2 minutes? We're going to give last words? Just like a last quote or something?
I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Peter.
No problem.
That is for you, Yvonne.
Thank you. I got some hot sauce in my pocketbook.
Hey, I like that. What is that, Frank sauce? You know, over at the Walgreens, might mix it with ranch anyways. Yvonne, thank you so much for being here. Brianna, any last words?
I miss you guys, and I'm glad to be back.
Tell your family in Chicago you love them, and you're on the internet. And Joey, any last words real quick, 30 seconds?
Yeah, unleash your passion, guys, and thank you for letting me come on.
Come back again, please.
Yes, please. We're so excited to have you. And Peter, thank you for giving us the good news, 106.1. Tomorrow we go on.
Absolutely. FM tomorrow, 106.1 on this radio station or on the FM dial, if you will. There you go.
There you go. Everybody, remember, give it to God. Watch things happen, and that's how it works.
Yes.
All righty. Bye-bye. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. We had a ball tonight.